It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This week, the 2014 NFL regular season opens, and of course, that means opening day for the Steelers, which is scheduled for this coming Sunday against the Cleveland Browns at Heinz Field. It's been a busy offseason with a lot of issues rising to the surface. Here to talk about those and look ahead is our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak. His video blog is called Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Paul. Good to be here.
The big news coming out of the NFL is the league taking a stronger stance on domestic violence. Explain the timing here.
Oh, yeah, and it happened quickly. There was an incident involving Ray Rice in the offseason, and he was suspended for two games. Roger Goodell came out recently and said that they got it wrong. The suspension, the penalty should have been much stronger. So the NFL came out with a policy that takes a no-tolerance stance on domestic violence. And lo and behold, there's an incident involving a San Francisco 49er lineman, Ray McDonald, that just came out of a birthday party celebration, and it'll be tested very soon on how strong the policy is going to be.
So it is two strikes and you're out. I guess a second offense, as I understand it, would put you out for the entire season. You'd be suspended for that season, and you'd have to apply for reinstatement?
That's correct. Although, you know, you can read the language, and if you're a lawyer, you'd look under mitigating circumstances. So it's a little open to interpretation. But, yeah, the first violation is six games. A second violation is an entire season. And then you would have to apply for reinstatement.
And what would the union do in response to that?
That's a good question because, you know, they've consulted with the union on these moves, but, you know, the union is certainly going to have a say, especially if it involves somebody's a career for a season, because these careers don't last that long.
But from the league standpoint, this is Roger Goodell saying we have to do something more serious because of the backlash, or just him saying we should have done more.
He's admitting they should have done more, that he got it wrong, and now he's going to make a much stronger statement about this.
Meanwhile, a couple of Steelers running backs have ended up on the police blotter. Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount were cited for misdemeanor marijuana violations, and Bell with driving under the influence of marijuana. But their penalties from the NFL, if any, will likely take a while to play out. What's going on here?
Right. It's not like the season's gone up in smoke yet, Paul.
Oh, but, very clever of you.
Sure. I mean, there is the due process. This has to wend its way through the system and see what criminal charges arise from this arrest. And the NFL will take action. And I think the Steelers are content to see what the NFL does and then to go along with that, that they don't need to take action on their own. They'll abide by what the NFL says, although they could take stronger action. If you recall, San Antonio Holmes was arrested on a similar thing and was suspended for a game a couple of years ago.
Is there the same level of outrage since pot is legal in some states?
You know, I don't have my thumb on the pulse of the weed community these days, but no, I think there is a certain, it's legal in two states, it's a medical issue in like more than a dozen others. I don't think you see the outrage with the substance, but the outrage with how can people who make so much money be so stupid as to be busted on the way to the airport for a preseason game.
And at the end of the day, does discipline come from the Steelers or the NFL?
I think the Steelers will let the NFL apply the discipline and they'll go along with it.
There is always concern about concussions. What's the latest on that front?
Yeah, I mean, they're monitoring that situation closely. They've got their baseline tests. Going into the season, they'll just, I think, have a much better grasp of the issue and where it takes them. But, you know, it's a dangerous game. And I think everybody who plays in that league knows that when you go onto the field that you take a certain risk.
And there has been some developments on the legal front in terms of the settlement here. It sounds like there's been a change.
Right. They're going to reopen it, and there might be some more money forthcoming. But, you know, I think this is sort of like the first quarter of this whole thing. And by the time it gets through the legal system, it'll take a while.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with our sports guy, Bob Dvorak. He's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, and his video blog is called Sportsnet. Michael Sam was the first openly gay player to go into an NFL training camp. He moved on from the University of Missouri, where he excelled as a linebacker. He was drafted by the Rams. I'm trying to remember the round.
Seventh
round. So that's not necessarily a good place to make the team from. And he did not make the cut with the Rams. What is the takeaway here?
Well, from what I read, Michael Sam is a good kid, a nice kid, a hard worker, but he's a one-dimensional football player. He rushes the passer. You have to have a certain skill set. He's not the kind of – he doesn't have the speed or the impact to play on special teams. So, it just looks like a football decision that he was not good enough to make that roster. And as I'm talking to you right now, he's not been picked up by anyone else. So he was drafted. He tried. He sacked Johnny Manziel twice, but it wasn't good enough to make the team.
But not even the practice squad?
I know. That's kind of a shock because I heard, the coach Jeff Fisher say he was rooting for the kid. He would have liked to have seen him made it. So, it comes down to a football decision for me.
Jeff Fisher is the coach of the Rams. You said one-dimensional player. He's a linebacker. He rushes the passer. That's one of the things that a linebacker does. But what are the other parts of the skill set that he is apparently lacking?
Run support, shedding blockers, and dropping back into pass coverage. You got to be able to do all those things. I mean, you might have a specialty circumstance where you need a pass rush, but you have to have more than one thing going for you to make an NFL team.
So just because you do it at the college level doesn't mean you necessarily can do it at the pro level.
The ranks of the waiver wire filled with similar stories.
Does he make it easier for other openly gay players to make the NFL?
Yeah, there has been a stigma has been broken that, once he declared openly that he was gay, that it takes a stigma away. I mean, really, what are we talking about? I don't think anybody talked about any of this stuff as he was playing football, which is good. I mean, it's just a football question.
The Steelers, back to the Steelers, they are opening their season against the Cleveland Browns Sunday at Heinz Field. This will be their first regular season home game since the death of the late, great Chuck Knoll, the coach who led them to 4 Super Bowls, still the only coach in NFL history to lead a team to 4 Super Bowl championships. How do the Steelers plan to honor Chuck Knoll on Sunday?
Well, who says you can't get anything done in Washington? The U.S. Senate has proclaimed this Sunday to be Chuck Knoll Day, which is absolutely fitting given the opponent is Cleveland and Chuck grew up in Cleveland, played for the Cleveland Browns. They will honor him through the season by wearing a decal on their helmets, I believe, helmets or jerseys to honor him. This is also the 40th anniversary of the first Super Bowl season. And, of course, Joe Green's number is being retired officially and only the second Steeler to have that honor accorded him.
And how good will the Steelers be? They've had 2 straight 8-8 seasons, so they haven't been winning seasons. Is Coach Tomlin on the hot seat?
You got me as far as how good this team's going to be. I mean, I can't remember a preseason where I knew less about a team than what I saw. What did Ben Roethlisberger play? 3 quarters total, something like that. They talked about a better running game and a better offensive line. Those are questions still to be answered. So I think there's a sense that this is going to be a better team. They're younger, they're quicker, but the defense has still got to plug some holes, and we don't know how good that know-how-to offense is going to be. So you go into a season on a journey to find out exactly how good they are going to be. I don't think Mike Tomlin's on the hot seat per se, but I think if anything, another 8-8 season or a losing season just would not pass a smell test around here.
Is Dick LeBeau on the hot seat?
I don't think so. I think Dick LeBeau has earned the right to stay as long as he wants and as long as he thinks he's capable of putting that defense together. He'll be part of the organization. But, I think he'll take a look at that at the end of the season and see where he is.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with you that he has the right to call his shot. Last but not least, Johnny Manziel will be in Pittsburgh. Who knows if he'll get into the game, but this could be potentially the place where Johnny Football, the Heisman Trophy winner out of Texas A&M, makes his professional football debut in a regular season game.
Yeah, interesting. I remember when John Elway made his professional debut with the Steelers, and he got roughed up in that game, but the Broncos won. Now, you know, I don't think Johnny Manziel, with 2 years of college, is ready for the NFL. I think that was obvious in the choice to have the other quarterback start the game, and it would be really tough for him to go up against a defense like Dick LeBeau's. So if he gets in, it'll be because of an injury or because of, you know, maybe they want to run a special pack.
Bob Dvorak is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus. His video blog is called Sports and That. As always, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of our program, you can go to our website at WESA.FM and check out past shows or segments you might have missed. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.